Oh, sorry. Yeah, overeating would probably be a symptom of anxiety. Although, you know, if you are overweight, that's going to affect your perception of yourself. That's going to affect your mood. So that's true. That's, again, we're just so, everything is interconnected. Any kind of chronic physical condition, chronic pain is notorious for causing mood disorder. And the research will show that people who have chronic, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, severe chronic back pain, the pain itself depletes neurotransmitters in the brain. I want you to think of the brain as an organ. I say this over and over again in my office. Somehow people think their mind, their thought processes is like just completely out of their body. It's not. It's very, very physical. Every thought that you have is a very complex interplay of neurotransmitter chemicals that are happening that tell one cell to talk to another. And to have a good thought, you have to go down a pathway to get to that thought. And if that pathway is interrupted, it's difficult to get access to the good memories. So if you're in chronic pain and your serotonin level is low because of this constant stress on your body, you're going to have difficulty just going to therapy. Counseling is probably not going to help you get better. Endocrine disorders. I had a lady come and see me. This is funny. A couple of months ago, and she was probably mid-40s, and she had been fine up until a couple months prior. And she came in. She said, "I feel like I'm losing my mind. I'm so irritable. I'm so depressed. I have no energy. I don't want to do anything. Every little thing that sets me off." And so I began to ask her some more questions, and I said, "You know, I really think it's probably your hormones." She was having hot flashes as well, but she was still having her periods. So we did some laboratory evaluation, and sure enough, her estrogen level was just terribly, terribly low. And as she was talking to me, her mental processes, I was listening to her, she kept repeating herself. She actually had, her whole cognition was affected. She didn't realize she kept saying the same thing over and over again. Her thoughts were just, she wasn't able to think properly. Well, I put her on estrogen. We talked about different options, and that seemed to be the best for her. I saw her back in a month, and she was completely normal. So she kissed my feet. So that was easy. That was wonderful. I don't mean that, but she's just like so grateful. She got her life back in a month. Now, I could have sent her for counseling, but that wouldn't have helped her estrogen level. I could have, you know, told her she just needed to pray through, but that would have been really cruel because the underlying problem was chemical. And there are other things too. You'll see this in thyroid disorder, many, many chronic conditions, people with heart disease, people with lung disease, emphysema. I don't know if you have any loved ones with emphysema who are on oxygen, often very, very depressed. And you have to think their low oxygen levels are affecting their brain chemistry. Sleep deprivation. Oh my goodness. If you lose sleep, you're a new mom with baby, you can almost become psychotic if you just aren't getting enough sleep. It's amazing how that affects your mood. And if you could just sleep for two or three nights in a row, you'd feel normal. So sleep has a profound effect. And this is a huge issue in our country. In 1910, the average American got about 9 hours of sleep. And you think, and that's because that was before electricity. So when it was dark, you know, the lights went out and you went to bed. It was expensive to use candles. By 1972, that had dropped to 7.5 hours. And right now it's at 7 right now. That's the average statistic. So that's really on the border of really beginning to affect neurotransmitter balance. When you're sleeping, when you're in sleep, that's when your brain replenishes the neurotransmitter balances. So I often ask people, I have to fix their sleep disorder if that's the cause, because I cannot get their mood normal if they're not sleeping.